When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of fearful flunkies and escalating escapes in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries, and we're going to pick up right where we left off last week, with prisoners Pubby and Bumbly Brandt forced to team up with Dutch Stewart to escape the increasingly dangerous confines of Barb's Blacksite. You find yourselves stuck in a freight elevator between the fifth and fourth floor. What do you all do?
I'm going to try to squeeze out.
I just want to say that I'm sorry. I can try to manhandle the doors open.
No, we're not going back out there.
No, it was stressful and you did your best, okay?
Wait, Bumbly, there's a vent.
Oh.
You're a tall individual, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, give me a boost.
You know what? I'm going to try it myself.
What?
I'm going to jump in there.
Now, what kind of, is this a vent like a horizontal vent or is this a vertical? It must be a horizontal vent, right?
Yeah, it matches on the roof.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a Willy Wonka elevator where it's made of glass and it's very easy to get out of.
Yeah, see, well, I was imagining kind of similar, but instead of glass, one of those cage freight elevators.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's lots of, yeah. Where it's only up to like your waist and then it's kind of open. It's like feels incredibly dangerous and scary.
Freight elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can see up above at the corner, almost out of reach, there appears to be a vent that is just wide enough for a slender person to pull themselves into.
Are you sure you don't want to boost me?
You know what? Okay, sure. Let me just give you a boost.
Roll to boost.
Okay. I got a 5.
I got a 2. You successfully boost Dutch up. Dutch, you see the vent. It goes off into the dark.
Oh, it's scary.
Oh, I know.
I pass up another candle.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Oh, it's less dark now.
Yeah, because the candle. Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, I didn't ask for the science.
You know, we needed a laugh. We've been through so much. It's nice. But do you see a way out? Do you see a rope and a ladder out there, a rope and pulley system?
I mean, I don't see, I see a service ladder built into the wall. I could climb up that.
Great. Do that. Call for the elevator and we'll be out.
All right.
Bob's your uncle.
All right. So it sounds like Dutch, you're going to crawl into the vent to try to get to the service ladder.
Yes, please.
Okay, great. As you start to crawl in, again, it is very tight on your shoulders. You are a full-grown man. It's not like you're a teenage boy.
It really feels like there should be a more slender person up here.
Oh, boy.
And as you're crawling through, you feel a tug on your belly.
Huh?
As you encounter, I mean, this is simple, but it's no less danger. Whoever installed these vents in this part really cut some corners. Literally cut some corners. The bottom of this vent that you have just come over is just filled with sharp metal points as it's unfinished.
Oh, God.
Like not sanded down. You feel a tug. You are fairly certain if you move forward and you don't do it well, you're going to get your belly all cut up. Do you do anything or do you move forward? Do you move back? What do you do?
I go back to them.
Okay, your shirt rips. Actually, no, let's roll for it. Let's roll for it. I would do 2 if you're going to move forward. I'll do 1 if you roll back.
I rolled a 6.
Ooh. What What is your new skill then?
Let's see. So this is like specifically about crawling or shirt not ripping, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think that. Well, I think this is. Yeah, you're not ripping. The risk is that if you crawl back and had failed, your shirt would have gotten completely ripped up. So
how about this spatial awareness?
Oh, I love it. Spatial awareness too. Great. And the nice thing is I also rolled a 6. So you rolled the only thing you could have to not fail. Yeah. So with Dutch's impressive spatial awareness, you start to pull back. Now, given that spatial awareness, Dutch, does this change what you want to do? Are you still pulling back, or are you going to try to push forward?
You know what? I think once I like started shimmy, I'm like, oh, I think I have this. I got to believe in myself. I think back to my high school teacher, my gym teacher, not my math teacher. I didn't get along with my math teacher. And I'm going to try to do like, you know, when like, I think it's entrapment where like, you know, it's like Catherine Zeta-Jones mm-hmm. doing the laser stuff.
Hell yeah.
I go into that mode.
Great. Roll spatial awareness 2.
2. Okay. It is a 4 and a 1. Oh.
Well, Jeff, I unfortunately rolled a 4. And a 1. So you succeed.
I tied. Oh my God.
You're full of misdirects.
Yeah. And really, I think probably, well, who is taller, Bumbly or Pubby?
I presume Bumbly was the tallest one.
Okay. I think Bumbly, you're the only one watching this as Dutch does something that is super sensual. I'm not going to say it's sexual, but it can't help but be sensual the way he moves his body over and around these jagged metal parts. Working his way to what that does inside of you, I'll leave to you to say, but it is an experience to watch.
Wow.
I'm through.
So am I.
Yeah, sploosh.
Dutch, you are at the ladder. You see it goes up to the next floor, to floor 4.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's on the other side of it necessarily, but you are there. Do you just continue to go off?
Is there anything around there that I could use to like help them get through?
Let me see. So for our listeners, just so you know, I am continuing to loosely use our parts unknown move for the black site just to generate things that are happening in this space because I'm quite lazy.
Yeah, right.
You see over to the side This is so perfectly random. You see next to you, you see the grease trap that goes from the cafeteria on the 4th floor down to this finer dining restaurant area on the 5th floor. There's a grease trap that sort of goes from those two down to lower levels for refuse. And you see, and you have a sense of like, it's just coated in grease, which if you were to get it sufficiently slathered over the vent, probably they could avoid any damage from the metal and slide through pretty easily.
I want to do that. I'm gonna grease the trap or grease the vent.
Great, Dutch.
Yeah,
go ahead and roll to grease.
Here we go.
So that's gonna be do anything.
It's a 5.
I rolled a 1. You successfully grease up this vent, putting extra lard over all of the jagged metal parts, and looks like they could pretty easily slide into this vent and join you.
I'm gonna do it because I saw how it went before, and I wanna feel it.
Great.
Yeah. After Bumbly goes up, Pubby just jumps straight up into the air, into the vent.
Great. Bumbly and Pubby, each of you roll a do anything. Well, actually, Pubby, you're gonna roll crawling too.
Mm. Would this be stealth?
No, because you're not really.
Damn it!
It's not really fair. Directly applicable to it. You don't need to do it quietly. You just need to do it smoothly. Yeah. You know.
I got a 3.
Okay, I rolled a 2. So you successfully oil your way through. Pubby, what did you get?
7 total.
Great. Yeah, you both managed to slide through. You come out the other side. It doesn't smell great. You're covered in grease, like cooking grease, and you are sheeny. Your skin is going to break out bad later.
Oh.
But for now, you've gotten through and you're at the service ladder up to the 4th floor.
Okay, so we carefully, beyond careful, go up this ladder because at any point we could slip off and die.
So true. Everybody roll to climb.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I should go first because I'm not greasy.
Yeah, clear the path.
Yeah, and you're the only... So here's what I'll say. Yeah. For Dutch, I'm going to roll one against you because you're not covered in oil. But yeah. Bumbly and Pubby, I'm going to roll two against you because you are covered in oil.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I rolled a one.
God damn it.
And I don't have an XP.
Well, Dutch, I also rolled a one.
Oh, what? My God.
So you successfully climbed the ladder.
It's not pretty, but it works.
It does. Wow. As Dutch takes the lead on this, leading you all up. Pubby and Bumbly, what did you each get?
I rolled a five.
I got a three.
I rolled a seven. Pubby and Bumbly, you just keep slipping. You just cannot get up this ladder.
Gosh, it's really funny.
It's really funny.
Ow.
Maybe I have some baby powder in my backpack or something.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, do you have a backpack?
I definitely have my Pubby has cargo shorts on that are definitely oversized.
Gotcha.
To make up for the thighs, but there's definitely like pockets all over. So it's got to be some sort of talcum.
You know what I would say? Let's roll to see what you've been able to scavenge during your time as a prisoner, you know?
Okay.
This is definitely contraband.
Okay, contraband.
Roll one. Yes. I'll roll one.
Six.
I rolled a five. Nice. So, Pubby, I think you do get a new skill then as a result. I think it is just contraband two.
Contraband two. Got it.
Often you just have what you need on your person.
How very Shamanda-esque.
Very Shamanda-esque.
So, Pubby does the whole LeBron James thing where he puts the powder in his hand, smooths it around, and then just... You can't see what I just did. But I felt it.
I envisioned it. Yeah. And you're covered with like a light coating of talcum powder now. Are you doing the same to Bumbly?
Yeah. I've got my legs like tucked into the ladder. So I like kind of lean back Spider-Man style and just powder Bumbly's hands.
Great. Yeah. You're both powdered. Thank you. Let's roll again. I'm just going to roll one against each of you now.
And this is crawl. No, wait, this is just climb.
This is just do anything. Yeah. So just anything. One.
Oh, fuck. I had a two.
I rolled a one.
Oh, you both
successfully climbed the ladder to join Dutch. Dutch, I'm curious and I want to check in.
Yeah.
There was a moment there where you were above, they were below. They were formerly, and I guess through some lenses, continue to be prisoners. What is Dutch's vibe with these two in terms of like, are you a team in Dutch's mind at this point?
We're a team in as much as, well, we all know Dutch from the episode where everyone was trying to sell each other up the river.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dutch is always looking for someone to pin or use to get what he needs. And to me, these are two bargaining chips. I could use them as a treat for a bottle grab if I need to. Mm. But I think if they both survive, I'm also fine with that too. But Dutch feels it's best to be part of a team.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. What has three thumbs and is going to get out of this alive? It's Dutch Stewart.
Yes, sir.
I mean, got to respect the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to.
Great. You all three, you're at a service entrance door to level four, which we've already established is the cafeteria level. So you open the door, you see the big cafeteria. Let me roll here to see what you encounter. As soon as you open the door, this is very simple. It's you. As soon as you open the door, you hear a new alarm starting to go off, and it's very different and it's very disconcerting because the alarm is Barb Wexler's voice counting down from 60 minutes.
Ah.
As other alarms start going crazy, like every alarm that has not gone off in a month suddenly starts going off and tripping and going wild. As it almost seems like somewhere else, a teenager has just started hitting all of the buttons in the control room.
And this is why we need more women in STEM. And Shamanda would have never done that.
Well, Shamanda is literally the one who did it. So
But.
So, yeah, all of these alarms start going off.
Apparently.
I truly was like, oh, CEJ. I forgot that it was Shamanda.
No, it was Shamanda, yeah. So two concerning things. Then one, there is now a timer that none of you are aware what that is for.
It's got to be self-destruct. It's a self-destruct, isn't it? Isn't it?
Why would Bob want to blow up her own place?
I mean, Bumbly, go ahead and I guess roll like a... Let's roll and find out if you know.
Okay. Well, I got a 3.
So did I. So yeah, Bumbly, you either through observation or
instinct. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is it?
I mean, I don't get to a skill for it, but I think it's instinct.
Yeah. You've seen enough evil villains in your day.
Yeah.
That you feel pretty confident that this is, in fact, a self-destruct countdown for the entire site. The other more immediate problem is that you have all of these alarms going off, which is definitely going to draw attention. The cafeteria is currently empty. There isn't anything here, but you're not safe to stay here.
Where's the stairs?
Let's see. Scanning the horizon. There they are.
Yeah, you see through a door. There's like a double door at the other end of the cafeteria that is broken. It looks like somebody kicked it down. And outside that is a hallway. And at the end of the hallway is stairs. Down that hallway, Dutch, you see the familiar. There's a life-size accurate drawing of Susan Wexler on the wall. Mm. And this is, of course, the spot where you had the infamous in the dark foot race against the Bondel Adlet.
Oh,
so you're very familiar with this area.
Yikes. I don't like that. I don't want to talk about running.
Nobody was talking about running.
I don't want to talk about it.
Nobody was.
I do chicken
you
run.
You fully had a memory. You had a flashback in your own brain. And now he's gone. All right.
I run up the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Dutch just...
I'm going to follow.
I'm not even going to make you roll for it, Dutch. You just panic, run away from the two of them towards the stairs.
I'm going to follow.
Yeah, I just have a casual, nice stroll. Me and Bumbly just talk about, you know, being young and growing up and, you know, it being a different time. And
is Bumbly your, like, couple name?
Bumbly, yeah.
Yes,
Bumbly. Well, or Bubby.
As teammates, we are called Bumbly. Want to make something of it?
No, I like it. Can I be a part of it?
No. No.
I thought you were running away.
I am, but I'm talking and running.
So, as you are running towards the stairs, you see, Dutch, you see, I think, with your spatial awareness, you know,
yes,
as you're running, there are footprints running down the stairs the opposite direction from where you are. So as you run up the stairs, you're seeing these footprints in the dust of the stairway. So wherever you're running to, someone was running from.
Yikes, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I stop like a bag of bricks.
Can we run into him just like,
you're there at the landing between floor 4 and floor 3. Will you guys tell me what is on floor 3?
That's the aquarium.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where most of the aquatic monsters are kept.
Yeah.
Shit.
They're in cages.
Yeah, and the water just seeps out.
Stop. Stop giving them ideas. No.
That's the floor where they do the experiments on hands.
Oh, no.
The digitorium. No.
Digitorium.
I love that.
Of course you do.
Above you is the aquarium floor. So it is one large, like very much like a large tank. A glass tank with individual cages for the individual creatures held in place inside there. I guess individual monsters at this point. There is, like, obviously service hallways to traverse it and get to different parts of it, but it is just like one large floor, mostly full of water. And it appears there are footsteps running away from it. What do you all do?
Do you see that the footsteps are running away from this floor?
Here's a question. So we're in the stairwell. Can we just like go past this floor and keep going up?
Yeah.
Stairwells, typically they go floor to floor, you know what
Oh,
I mean?
I'm sorry, Bumbly. Did you go to the school of staircases?
I didn't get in. Thanks for asking.
You clearly don't know anything about the structure.
Yeah, Bumbly, here's what I'm going to say. Okay. I'm going to have you roll
education
stairs here.
Okay.
And we're gonna see if there is another set of stairs going up to the next level or
come
not.
On, okay.
I love it.
So that's going to be roll one.
Okay, I got a two, but I'm going to use my XP.
Oh, okay, because I rolled a three. So yeah. What, Bumbly, what new ability do you have related to knowing
stairs.
Where I stairs honestly, go?
I think it might be common sense.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, Bumbly, you have common sense too. I love that, it.
I just thought of it myself, so.
Humble too.
Yeah, Bumbly, you see, you realize, again, there's a lot of dim lights, a lot of flashing lights and everything. So it's very disorienting. But you realize, like, the landing, there's the entrance in front of you. There's another door that if you open it, it goes up to another set of stairs. Like, yeah. There's definitely, like, blast doors at every level.
Thinking under pressure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I like that. Thinking under pressure. So you see the blast doors there, and you can go up and bypass this level if you would like.
Honestly, fishies are scary to me. Fishies are gross. Sorry, can we just go up?
Yeah, I also heard there's a skate park on one of these levels.
Okay.
Oh, is that true? I thought it's only been a rumor.
We won't know until we ascend. Just walk up the stairs.
Let's go.
I will tell you that I know that there is the stable is on the other side of the aquarium floor.
God damn it.
Arnor!
Where are your guns at?
The stable's underground? An underground stable?
Oh, we passed my floor. God, the guns are one floor down. Okay, what do we want? Guns, horses, or the skate park?
The skate park.
I just want to go outside. I just want to get out.
Fine, is there a helicopter?
Yeah, that's on the it's on the very bottom floor, though.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
I'm so mad and frustrated. It punches a wall.
Oh!
I guess, Pubby, roll your stunning blow against the wall. So you roll two.
So Gratis two?
Yeah.
Nine.
I rolled a one. So you successfully punched the wall.
Nice.
Wait a minute. What's behind this wall?
I pull away the rubble one stone at a time.
Pubby, I want you to roll a thing. This is going to be very basic, but I want to see if you punch the wall that is also next to the tank of water or
God
not.
God damn you, Tyler. I free up my Saturdays for what? The last 8 months? And this is what you do to me? I thought we were friends. So invite me into your home.
Roll, do anything one. I'm just going to roll one dice because this is very simple. You know, it's probable that you punch.
Simple?
Yeah, there's three walls. There's four walls, three of which are safe to punch, true. And one is not. So.
Oh, no. Oh, the drama.
Oh, what's behind this wall?
I rolled a two.
Okay, I rolled a four. So Pubby pulls his fist back and water starts leaking out of it, and you just hear a cracking noise.
Oh, the fishing.
So go. We have to go up the stairs now. Run.
I do iron jaw.
Iron. Around the water?
What?
Yeah. No. I wasn't that. No. I was like iron jaw, like, I'm not going to let water get in my mouth.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, okay.
But go ahead. I've got this.
You say that through your shut mouth?
This is how Dutch dies. He just takes all the water. Oh, I mean, part of that is so funny that I kind of want to let Dutch die.
I mean, but
your mouth fills up like a pelican. Just drown.
You know what? Here's what I'll say. Yeah, because it's so dumb. I love it. Dutch, you're gonna roll Iron Jaw too.
I'm gonna roll, see if I can stop it
against it to see if you're able to, like, the little Dutch boy, put your mouth around this hole and hold the water in place.
Oh my god, it's fate.
Okay. Okay, five and six. I rolled 11.
Okay, Jeff, I rolled a five and a six. So
this is absolutely insane.
Dutch Stewart's eyes bulge. He leaps into action. He puts his mouth around this punched hole, and his cheeks fill. And then you watch as his cheeks squish back into, you know, it's like his cheeks bulge out, and then they just the cheek muscles do all the work to push against the massive pressure and push, and it's just holding, and he's motioning you two to run up the stairs to get enough space. And do you do it?
Yes. I salute and run.
Okay, you two run. Dutch, I'm going to have you.
I toss him some like chapstick for afterwards. You're going to need it.
Dutch, are you going to just stay there, or are you going to, once they're free, are you going to try to let it go and then run up the stairs after?
I mean, we had this talk and Dutch kind of was like, he's just using them to, you know, to help save himself. But he's grown really attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Dutch is going to stay there until he dies.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I want to point out, because you're successfully doing it, the death is going to be
Alan Linicast.
But the death is like not in the next couple minutes. The death is going to be like hours later.
Yeah.
But also, once the water starts pouring out, I didn't say like it's a massive, it was just leaking out. So it's just, the water is going to fill up the space.
And then you'll drown.
You're right.
So
I'm going to roll for, can I roll for common sense?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
I rolled a 6.
Oh, wow.
Okay, great. Yeah, I rolled a 4. So you successfully.
I'm not lying. No.
Okay, so I pull my mouth away. I'm like, what was I thinking?
And you got a skill.
So yeah, what is the skill?
Common sense, I guess. Wait, there's something more than that.
It might be self-preservation.
Yeah, self-preservation. This is like honestly the biggest day in Dutch's life where he's like, I'm like getting better at being a human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm learning to run away from danger, take care of myself, and work as a team and not just throw them under the bus.
Yeah. And I think, Dutch, what happens in this moment and the reason why it's self-preservation is you're holding them like this. You're there. You're totally ready to do this as long as it takes. And you feel something curl inside your mouth, a small tentacle of something jutting through the hole. And that's enough for you to pull your mouth back and the water starts to pour through. And you see this long, iridescent, crimson tentacle starting to flail around looking for something. And that's more than enough incitement for you to follow. You run up the stairs.
Absolutely.
The water, you hear behind you the wall buckle as the pressure from this water finally forces it to give way, and water just whoosh, and it's the opposite of a fireball. It's just a huge blast of water behind you as you're running up the stairs. Oh. And you get up and you leap through the blast doors at the what floor are we at now? Second floor. To the other side, right after Bumbly and Pubby, and they slam the door shut as this one enormous squid-like eye is coming up through the water and just slams against the door behind you. And the three of you are safe on the second floor, which is, of course, the skate park.
I drop the chapstick.
I clap. I'm going to clap Dutch on the back and be like, good shy, mate. Good shy.
Puppy pulls out one of the freshly folded towels in the shape of a dolphin, hands it over.
Thank you. I dab my face up a little bit and dry off. I'm like, oh, you know, you two really taught me a huge lesson here today to not die.
That's just common sense.
Yeah. Dutch, you also realize at this point, like, that water definitely, the stables are definitely underwater now as well.
God, oh,
my horses.
Because they're on the same level.
No.
Now they're seahorses.
Get out of town.
What are you all doing? You're at the skate park here. Let me see.
I drop it and do a fucking sick ollie, dude.
Hell yeah, brah. Okay. Let me see something here.
I put on my CKY jeans. I get my Bam Margera t-shirt out and I go to fucking town.
Yeah, you're doing that.
So supportive. I love it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you're doing that.
So what happens here as you're doing that, as you grab one of the boards that are there and you're going around, Pubby, you notice you're a trained Lamau agent, so you're not the most magically inclined necessarily, but you do have a basic awareness of it and understanding. And you realize someone at some point seems to have done a spell here in the not so distant past, and it seems to still be active. And I'm trying to see what that spell is.
And Pubby's like, you know, I'm not offended by people who do magic. Like, I understand that there's those type of people in the world. I just don't condone it. I wouldn't want it for me and my fam.
No, same. No. Not respectful.
Do you think magic is real?
It's
definitely real.
I don't know.
You know, I have people in my family who are magic. I have magic people in my... I'm friends with people who are magic.
Oh, do you? I didn't know
that. But I just don't... I'll go to a magic wedding, but I won't order a magic cake.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, Pubby. And what it is at some point, as you're doing these sick ollies, you know, doing, and you do like a nice 720 in the air, you know, I guess just a 720 ollie.
Yeah, it's just everything from Tony Hawk's, you know, mm-hmm. catalog.
You pass through just this hovering cloud of this spell. Sort of feel the edges of it.
Dang.
But you go through, and Pubby, if you were thinking clearly, you'd be able to deduce probably why this happened, is it seems like this was probably somebody's attempt to preserve themselves in the face of a Bondelgrob or monster or somebody else. But Pubby, you fall in love.
Whoa.
And Pubby, who do you make eye contact with? Or actually, Pubby, let's roll do anything on this.
The dice to decide who am I in love with.
Dice.
I rolled a 2.
Okay, I rolled a 3. Pubby, you see... okay, great. Pubby, there is somebody crouched at the other end of this skating rink up by the bar, like one of the other half pipe areas. Somebody's crouched. He's standing there. He's like 5'4", maybe. He's wearing standard sort of skate punk clothes. He's got bright red hair. He's crouched down. He's got a long baggy cargo pants and an oversized t-shirt. He's an adult, clearly.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. And he's there. And you're like, this is the hottest guy you have ever seen in your life.
Whoa. Hello, mate. I see you've got great cargo shorts on, which means you're a man of style and substance. I could learn a thing or two from you. Okay.
And so you're can going we over. See? Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, no. I was just wondering if we can also see this person.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you see Pubby just like drop his skateboard and just start walking over. Yeah, you do see.
But hey. Pubby walks like in a Grand Theft Auto character. It's like all shoulders and very stiff. No sway to the hips, but just very stomp, 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 stomp. You are lovely and I fancy you.
Oh, thanks. He has a slight accent to it that I will not in any realm attempt to approximate, but it's a slight soft accent. Let's see, who of you would have any skills related to that? Well, none of you would.
Spatial awareness?
it appears to be a soft, like, Portuguese accent.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Portuguese.
Or Portuguese-accented English. And he says, oh, thank you. Are you going to eat me?
Oh, no. I'm not. No, not me or any part of me has ever been a Bondelgrob.
Oh, me neither. Oh, great. Oh, thank God. Oh, would you be willing to help me get out of here?
Who is he?
Yeah, who is this kid?
These are my friends.
This is like friend?
Yeah, you saved our lives back in the stairwell.
We are definitely friends.
Yeah, you threw my chapstick back at me, which I appreciate you returning it. It's very good on you, mate. But yeah, our friend here needs some help. Our friend in these incredible cargo shorts, this wispy hair. I mean, after we rescue you, what are you doing later?
I've got to say that Bumbly Brant loves being a wingman and like sees a golden opportunity right now to be a wingman. So, I know this is like, he knows this is an intense situation, but he is going to say, hello. Just wanted to let you know my friend Puppy here. He is he's unranked and yet he's at the top of the monster hunters. So that's just something to think about, you know. And he's a fun chap, you know, so he's not very good at it, I don't think, but really, like, it's
yeah,
important
rolled a wingman,
to him.
I think.
Yeah.
Come on, Goose.
Actually, you got a 5.
I rolled a 1. Yeah, you do a pretty good job.
This
fellow seems pretty easily convinced and is like, absolutely, yeah, I've just been so scared. I've been hiding out here so long, and I'm just, I'm just glad to have like a big, strong guy like you around.
Puppy flexes.
Do you got, I think I know a way out. If you want to come with me, it's over this way.
Can we just check and see if this guy is sketchy? Like, just do a little bit of an instinct.
I think this would be a thinking under pressure.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll for that.
And I'm going to.
I'd like to do that as well. I mean, I'm under a love spell, so that's not gonna.
Yeah. So, Pubby, I think you are gonna just roll one. Aaron, you can use your thinking under pressure too.
Yeah, I got a 5.
Got a 3
total.
I got a 10.
Wow.
So the answer is, yeah, he seems scared. He looks haggard, like he has been hiding out. You don't know. I mean, you two definitely, you don't know who else has been imprisoned here or right. What.
Do I recognize this fella at all?
You know what? I think that's going to be a similar thing. You go ahead and roll.
Okay.
I think this is just do anything. 1. Yeah.
4.
I rolled a 6.
Okay.
So, no, you don't. I mean, also, you mainly do animal control.
Yeah.
So.
Did animal control.
Which I guess here is mostly means the stables and rat control.
Yeah.
It's like,
and also butterflies. I was weaponizing them.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. Wow.
We call them butterflies.
And yeah, Dutch, I think the only thing that you notice is when you step forward, this guy like looks at you like he fucking hates your guts.
What?
And he's like, oh, okay, hi. Let's go.
Dutch Stewart, pretty much the head of Barb Wexler's squad.
Mm. Yeah, come this way, everybody. Let's get out of here.
Now, the rest of us aren't with Barb Wexler, just so you know.
Okay, but if you're with me, you're with Barb.
No, I think if you're with us, you're not with Barb.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a pickle for you.
It is. I don't trust this guy.
In this moment, I guess I wanted a move to do a loyalty check on, oh my God. Sorry, Jeff. I can't remember your character's name.
Dutch Stewart.
I guess, I mean, I wasn't going to do this now, but it just seems like we need a loyalty contract, and that's something I have on my person all the time.
Roll contraband.
2.
Yes.
Yeah, roll contraband 2.
7.
I rolled a 1. You definitely,
hell yeah.
You definitely have your contract on hand.
So, Dutch,
yeah.
You have a beautiful signature. Could you show it to me right here on this line?
Sure, that's very odd. What is this line? Can I read this before I sign this?
You only have 4 seconds to do so or else it evaporates. So, yeah, go ahead. Take your time. 1, Mississippi. Two,
okay.
Mississippi.
Okay, fine.
All right, thank you very much.
That's my signature.
Good. And now we are not with Bob.
Oh, God damn it, Pubby.
Yep, that's my full name. God damn it, Pubby.
And Alfonso is watching and is like, okay, can we go?
Sure.
Wait, weren't we in somewhere before where everyone was speaking Portuguese when we got, like, taken away?
No, you all were in
Costa Rica.
You were in Costa Rica, so everybody spoke Spanish before.
Sheesh, those are different languages completely.
They are indeed.
Completely.
Yeah, so Alfonso motions you all and you all walk forward towards another doorway at the other end of the skate park that's sort of built inside of into the side of one of the ramps. It looks like a service room. It's small. The door is, and he's like, I've been a little too scared to go this way, but with you all here, I think we'll make it through. This should take us straight to the top. Go ahead.
You want to go first? Go fast.
Well, you're fighters. You made it this far. I've been hiding this whole time.
Why are you here?
Tyler, is there anything I can do with self-preserverance with this? Like, I trust this guy? Would that work with this or no?
Yeah, go ahead and roll your 2.
Okay. So I rolled a 5 and a 3. 8.
I also rolled an 8.
Ooh.
Here is what the one thing. So the skate park obviously has not been used that much over the last few weeks, certainly over the last week. And with all of the different explosions and everything that have happened on the black site, there's a thin film of dust
that has sifted down onto the floor. Mm-hmm. Dutch, as you're walking forward and he is motioning you to join, you look down and you see two things. One, his footprints appear to be the same as the ones that you've seen from the stairs. Mm-hmm. And two,
running away.
They are backwards.
Oh, my.
His footprints that he's leaving seem to be pointing away from him instead of.
Are his feet like that, too?
Oh, wow.
Not that you currently, when you're looking at it, his feet look normal and everything about him looks totally normal. But the footprints he's leaving behind are backwards.
I don't know if this is anything I know about, but is this something I know about?
I think that's going to be a do anything one.
Yeah, to see. I'll do that. Like, see if I've like Barbara's talked about this. Mm-hmm. I rolled a two. So
I rolled a six. So unless you want to use XP, I don't think you know.
I do. I'm going to use an XP.
Okay, so I think this then would be like what, like lore or?
I'm going to say this is a good listener. Like I listened. I feel like this is not something I would research on my own, but somebody's mentioned to me.
Okay, great. Yeah, this was on, you went on a date with somebody, one of your coworkers. What's their name?
It was ended poorly. wait, did I in last time? I can't remember.
No. I'm just, okay. We're adding to
Her name was, let's see.
Or was it Trish?
Trish. Who's Trish?
Claire's character from.
Oh, yeah. Let's make it Trish.
Oh, great. Yeah.
You and Trish went on one very unpleasant date.
Yeah.
And part of the reason that it was unpleasant was she talked so much. I mean, as we know, Trish had a kind of fandom for Barb that expressed itself in terms of romantic interests and entanglements with a lot of the monsters that were capable of consenting to such things. Mm-hmm. And she talked about an on-again, off-again that she had with a Kurupira.
Yeah.
And she talked about this red-haired, small creature. Its feet were turned backwards, and it's a little creature often regarded as like a demonic figure that is a forest creature that often hunts those who, well, I guess since, yeah, you have good listening, she talked at length, often preys on those who hunt or hurt animals, and it has various different magic abilities to scare, confuse, and lull its targets.
Ooh, okay. And then also after we had that meal, I tipped 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I blame the bad date on the service.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Rough. Yeah, so that's what you recall.
I'm gonna grab the shoulders of Puppy and Bumbly, be like, I know who this is.
Oi.
What?
Who is it?
It's a Kurupira.
Oh,
Pira. Kurupira.
Yeah, there you go.
Just can Bumbly like see if he knows what that is?
Yeah, sure. Roll I guess do anything.
A little rusty. I got a 3.
So did I. So yeah, you've heard of it. You're an agent of Lamau.
Yeah.
And a pretty good one. You're the 15th in the world.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Yeah, you've definitely heard of this thing. You know everything that I just narrated over to Dutch. The additional thing you know is one of its abilities is illusions.
Okay, so I'm going to confirm by looking at the footprints quickly and be like, oh, sheesh, this is true. So, oh no. Okay, we got to get away. Puppy, I'm so sorry, but this is not like a...
No. You don't need to go anywhere. This is the way out. Puppy,
no, it's not.
Come on.
No.
Tell your friends.
I'm sorry. I'm just caught in between, you know, these people have been my mates for a while, and you are just so brand new and shiny. I guess Puppy wants to, like, clear his head.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a do anything one, I think.
6.
Wow.
Wow. I rolled a 5. So
yes,
you,
yes.
What is the new skill, Puppy? You managed to shake off this feeling of love. What skill do you use to do that?
That's going to be a breath of fresh air.
Hmm. You're able to, like, a calming breath?
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
A deep breath in, cleansing breath.
You take a deep, so a cleansing breath too is another skill that you have. As Puppy takes a moment to center himself, think about the bigger picture, and the magic spell of love fades, and the person in front of you looks annoyed and frustrated, and you watch his ears start to elongate, his hair start to grow long, his clothes start to recede and just be reflective of like long hair. And then beyond that, he still looks mostly the same, but his clothing is replaced by this long, thick mat of red hair, and he has his feet are backwards.
Oh, I knew it.
And the door fades on the ramp, and you see inside, instead of a small, cramped little area, you see an open pit. And in the bottom of that pit appears to be it looks like the open pit goes down into the level below, into the aquarium tank, which is quickly losing water. But you see a half horse, half fish creature, what is a very classic hippocamp, swimming through the water with full Bondelgrob integration, swirling around underneath the pit, clashing its teeth. And up above, Alfonso is like, get in, go in, and is running to try to push you into the pit below. What do you all do?
Chicken run.
Okay. You're going to try to chicken run to dodge away from Alfonso. Go ahead and roll.
4.
Dang. I also got a 4. You successfully dodge and weave.
This is wild. This is great.
There's no other entrance or like exit from this place, but at the top of the highest ramp, you do see there is a little hatch up above it that seems in the ceiling. So I imagine you run that way.
Yeah.
Great. Pubby and Bumbly, what do you two do?
I'm going to take one of the towels that I've like rolled up and all wet and ready to kind of snap at Alfonso to knock them into the lower level.
Great. Do a stunning blow, too.
8.
I rolled a 3.
Mm. Yes!
Alfonso is just like, but no, I didn't make you feel that way. I thought that was real. We could have had something. As he's stumbling back, his feet facing the other way. So it looks like, because he's, you know, stumbling backwards, but his footprints look like they're just walking straight towards this pit. And then he just like, no, and arms cartwheel, and he falls down, and you just hear a chomping noise below.
Oh. It's a shame, because we probably wore the same size shoe. My wardrobe would have doubled, but not. It's not good enough.
But his feet were backwards. Sorry, did you really want that? Those shoes.
I was having a real pensive, like, intense, thoughtful movie star moment, but now you've brought me back to reality. Thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, anytime.
What's happening? What's happening over there?
Over here? Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Okay, I run after Dutch.
Great. You all push on the hatch at the top of the ramp, kind of climbing all up with Bumbly at the base, being the tallest. And you're at the first floor. Okay, so what is at the first floor?
Oh, the first floor? This is sort of like, I think it's like, you know, the Ultimate Ninja show? It's that.
Yeah, this is just an obstacle course that Barb had put in mainly for fun and just to like, put everybody through their paces when they come in, you know, to work. So you see a full-ass obstacle course rife with different trouble areas, different things that you're going to have to overcome, climb around, use all of your endurance to avoid. What do you all do in this moment?
I crawl. Start taking the low road through all the obstacle courses.
Roll to crawl.
Is it 2?
Yeah, you get to roll 2. Cool.
Damn it, 7.
I rolled a 9. The problem is Barb has gotten quite literal and the floor is literally lava.
Oh, goddamn, Barb.
So you get a little burn as you start to do
it. Yeah. Oh, I should have told you, puppy, the floor is literally lava. Yeah, we lost a lot of recruits that way.
Ouch, my chest hair. Ow, so hot.
Oh, no.
Am I burnt to bits?
No. Okay. I mean, you are able to. I mean, it's lava. You're able to feel the heat well before you.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. Follow me this way. I've run this course before, and I got a pretty good memory of it. So just step where I step, and hop where I hop.
Great. I think this is more spatial awareness than anything, Dutch.
Yes. Yeah.
So
roll a three.
I'm going to roll two dice on this because this is a difficult course, but not impossible.
Okay.
What did you get?
I rolled a seven.
Great. I rolled a five. Dutch, pretty easily.
Watch this one.
Makes his way across. Now, who goes next?
I'll go. I'm going to use thinking under pressure to like follow the steps.
Okay.
That Dutch just
made. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to roll two dice against yours.
Okay. Ooh, I got a nine.
I got an eight. Ooh. Bumbly also manages. Bumbly, one of the traps, like one of the obstacles poses a little bit of trouble for you. Which one is it?
Oh, it's the one, it's a glue trap for your feet. And your shoes get stuck in it if you don't notice it.
So very diehard style. Bumbly now is lacking shoes.
Yeah.
But you managed to pull through. And then Pubby, I don't know that you have any relevant skills. I think this is going to be a straight you roll
or
one.
Cleansing breath to follow in Dutch's footsteps.
Yeah, I'll say that makes sense to me. Yeah.
Seven.
I also got a seven. So you, the glue trap also obviously causes some trouble for you, but there's another one that also almost knocks you out until you overcome it. Which one is it?
It's the rings. You know, I'm trying to like sweep myself across, but my I'm so massive in my traps that my I can't. Like,
yeah, you haven't done the flexibility training that you should have. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. You very narrowly managed it to get across, but you all three get to the entrance of the black site on the other side of this. I mean, so there's just like these huge, massive wooden double doors that open out to presumably the outside world.
Yeah. There is one final thing about these doors, though. Barb likes to keep her people in, and the only way to get out is to answer trivia about Barb.
Okay, well, we've all studied Barb, you know, in our training with Lemaire.
It's so on the application when you first apply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the first question?
The first question is, who is Barb better than?
Susan Wexler.
Susan. Oh.
It's a trick. Oh, everyone.
Arnor.
Bumbly, underneath you, the floor just gives and you just fall down.
No.
How far?
What?
Hubby, what do you do as Bumbly starts to fall?
Can I use an XP or something?
Well, I want to see what Pubby does in this moment. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Bumbly starts to, as the trapdoor gives and Bumbly starts to fall, what do you do, Pubby?
Oh, I jump out of the way so I don't fall through the trap as well.
Okay. Wow.
The loyalty pact we signed. Wow. You signed it, Dutch.
Dutch, what do you do as Bumbly starts to fall?
I grab onto both my friends at the same time.
Aww. Okay, great. Oh. So, Dutch, then I think, well, this isn't self-preservation. Maybe it's spatial awareness as you try to grab on. If you can, if you want to argue that, you can. But go ahead
that
and let's
he's
roll.
Grabbing both of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? I could do Iron Jaw.
That is true.
Yeah.
Just clamp
over the
on.
Hole?
Yeah.
Bite me by the shirt.
I'm going to bite onto, Bumbly's shirt.
Okay, great. So you definitely get, well, what did you roll?
Okay. I'm rolling a four and a three, seven.
Okay. You successfully grab onto Bumbly. The issue is you are starting to get pulled in. Because, Bumbly is tall and awkward and pulling you in. So what are you doing at this point, Pubby, as you watch Dutch teetering over this pit?
So, I tie one of the towels to one of my the loops of my belt and give the other to Dutch. And it's like, you know, those guys who try to pull like a Mack truck, like a strongman competition. I like dig my heels in and I just try to walk and pull them up.
Okay, I think this is probably cleansing breath for you as well, then.
Yeah, so I do. It's very spiritual over here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nine.
I got a seven.
Yes!
Nice. Hubby doubles down, grits, and pulls the two of you away from the trap door, and you are back out in front of this large double door. One question answered incorrectly, but now you know the answer. is everyone.
Everyone.
So sorry about that. That was stupid.
What's the second question? I obviously know all of the answers. I'm just curious what the question
is.
Yeah,
of course.
Who was the actual prom queen in Barora?
The question is, who should have been the prom queen in Barora, Nebraska?
Is this a trick question? Because I think it should be Bab, but maybe it's nobody.
Okay, let's. What do you think, Puppy? Should we say Barb?
We say Bob, but just to be safe, whatever the answer is, just jump to your left so you don't fall through another hole.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Our answer is Bob.
Jump.
You jump over, you land, nothing happens. It was the correct answer.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh,
okay. What is the third and final question?
It is, what is Barb's favorite scent?
Oh my God.
Bob loves when the first moment you walk into a Yankee Candle and you can smell everything at once.
It does sound right.
Yeah.
I was going to say Victory, but I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's a good answer. Oh,
does Victory have a scent? I've never met it.
I guess I'm going to make a contraband check and see if I have a Victory scented candle in my
All right. Go ahead and roll.
12.
I got an 8. You do have a Victory scented candle. It's blue. It's a blue candle that somehow smells like something that does resonate as Victory.
All right.
That's got to be it.
Bob enjoys the smell of Victory candles.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that's funny.
Hmm.
I actually had decided that the answer was Victory before Aaron said that.
Wow.
Yes, Whoa. Aaron.
And I was like, this is dumb because nobody's going to get it. So it's just going to be a funny thing.
Holy
but
shit.
Like, yes, the answer is Victory. And you watch as the double doors. I'm very shook by this, but the double doors.
I guess we're meant to be together after all.
Wow. Are we the real monster hunters?
Yeah.
I think we are.
The double doors, ka-tish, and the doors open. And on the other side, as the doors open, you see fucking chaos. As again, the countdown at this point is probably at like 20 minutes left as you've been making your way through all of this. But no one is trying to escape. There is a horde of monsters and people and combinations of the two just slowly moving towards. So you're at the regular, like the official entrance of the Black Site. You know, deeper inside is where Barb like actually hangs out, which is at the Alice M. Farr Library. And you see streaming through the alleys and streets of this converted town, the inky black forms of hybrids all moving with singular purpose to that spot. And the only thing you can think before you make your way out to find a vehicle to leave is, I feel sorry for whoever is at that library.
For real.
No.
That is wild.
I hope it's not a bunch of kids. I hope not.
And then my last question is, which of you drives as you find a battered old Jeep?
It would be my honor to chauffeur my two best friends out of this mess.
I'm going to let him drive, yeah.
Dutch. Yeah. Roll, do anything one to drive out of here.
It's a 5.
Yes.
I rolled a 9. Dutch immediately.
Oh, no.
You set me up for this.
Die in a ditch.
Set me up this.
Dutch, what happens to the Jeep?
Fucking A.
It explodes immediately.
No.
Okay.
No.
I think it's
not
one of those
a nail
cars.
In the tire.
I think I open the doors and like I let everyone in and I close the door and like the camera sees that it says explosion car. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
There's a note from Barb that says this car will explode.
Yeah.
No. I mean, do we want to keep these guys alive? Because they are so fun.
It is fun. Everybody roll. So this is going to be just do anything one because
stay
I don't think
alive.
Oh, yeah, God. Except for Dutch, it does get a self-preservation too.
God damn it!
I got a 2.
I got a 5.
I rolled a 10.
So you're good.
Oh, I rolled a 7.
Sorry, Bumbly.
So no. Dutch, Bumbly and Pubby are stuck in the car, burning horribly. What do?
I got to save them. They're my best friends.
And how do you do that?
Well, I remember. No, I was going to be like, I swallowed a little bit of that water.
Oh my god, you can upchuck the water.
And I'm like, okay, it's going to be not good water, but I'm sort of like focus myself and I just force myself to vomit the water up.
Well, and I think the issue is, Dutch, like the problem for you is you don't tend to vomit except for when, if you remember, I believe it's when you are carried. Uh-oh. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. When my center of focus or my center of balance gets knocked off.
So how do you knock your own center of balance off in this moment?
Remembering like the, I think it's like in Liar Liar where he's beating himself up in the bathroom. I just sort of like uppercut myself and do like this weird arch. I'm like, there must be an easier way, but, and I just like sort of spray.
And you spray there. And rather than roll, here's what I'd like to do. Months later, under false names, the three of you are sort of celebrating as the bandages finally come off of Pubby and Bumbly after their long road to recovery. Where are you and what have the three of you decided to do?
Oh, man.
I think we're on a beach in a beach town somewhere.
I kind of think somewhere that speaks Portuguese.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're on the beaches of Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
Just watching as like beautiful statuesque people walk by and like skimpy bathing suits. You're all three sitting there, Pubby and Bumbly, fresh new skin grown over from the burns. You're all sitting there with drinks in hand. And what's your new future look like for the three of you?
Oh, I think that part of like, it starts off with all just sitting on our beach chairs and like the server comes over and like hands us our drinks. And I stop him and I say, wait, here's your tip. And it's like 35%.
Oh, look how much you've grown, my friend.
Wait, was that a lot? Wait, come back here.
And then we just
never
laugh.
Change.
Oh, you, what's his name again?
all these months, you forgot.
He's Dutch. I know it was Dutch, but I just tired, you know. It's been a hard couple months. My skin's all new and babyish. I know your name is Dutch. You saved my life. You got the gum out of my mouth for the first time.
I mean, honestly, I felt bad. I should have read the car before I put us in it. That was my bad.
Thank you. I've been waiting for months for you to really bring it up again, and I just wanted everyone to be on their own journey of healing.
Yeah, it's just like, why park an explosion car outside the building?
Why leave a note? Yeah, it's all Bab.
Yeah.
Now that's Bab.
Yeah.
That's Bab.
And as you all are laughing there, Pubby, you see a familiar shape walk up and sit next to you and says, babe, I faked a credit card, so we've got another month here. You all want to go get dinner? And it's Afonso sitting next to you.
He survived.
His backwards footprints in the sand leading towards you all. And he looks over at you, Dutch, and he's like, I still think you're a piece of shit. But you're our piece of shit. Come on.
And I interlock pinkies with Alfonso and we walk to dinner. It's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
I did that. I'm the wingman.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Wow. Oh, I mean, these are the real heroes.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Until next time, watch out for explosion cars.
Those poor horses. Oh, the horses are a thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can use that in ours so the horses don't die.
We can save them.
Tyler.
Maybe. Tyler. I mean, you guys are nowhere close. And you have.
Probably not.
Pretty
close. You guys suck. So it's like not going to happen at all. So.
I don't have a good intro for this yet. So, or am
I? Should we do something a cappella, maybe?
Hello, friends in an alternate future.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Star Wall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.